When I listen to radio, I'm probably on the bus or walking.
Dan Borsha and Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, last week was another week full of upheavals for ACT Health. It followed the shock resignation of newly appointed CEO Janet Anderson, who quit the role just 3 days after the new leadership roles were announced, and then questions about whether she had experience of running a hospital, which, when, as you heard Adam Shirley asking those questions to the minister last week, the minister said she had, but her LinkedIn of Janet Anderson said that she hadn't had that experience, raising further questions about what's happening and why. And the latest, it comes in a string of scandals that have been confronting the health department, sparking calls now from the ACT AMA for an inquiry in the territory to look into the culture and to find out what's happening and why. So what would this inquiry look like, and will the government come to the table? The AMA ACT Secretary Steve Robson is here. Good morning. What are you hoping for?
Good morning, Dan. What we're hoping for as an organisation is an inquiry that is fairly wide-ranging and that offers protections for people. I think one of the stories that we hear regularly from our members is people don't feel protected if they make complaints. And we've spoken to people high up in the ACT Health hierarchy who say, well, we don't get that many complaints. And I think one of the things that we hear from our members is people either are concerned about the ramifications of making complaints or they feel that their complaints are dismissed. So we're hoping for a system with the sort of powers that you might see from a judicial type inquiry, although not necessarily a judicial inquiry, the sort of inquiry that offers protections for people and that can get to the bottom of things and people can feel empowered to tell their stories.
It must be getting to a point where you think that this can no longer go on to take this action of calling for this level of inquiry. What are your concerns?
I think there have been many, many concerns. The AMA is a member organisation, so we hear a lot from our members. And I think the other thing as well is that ACT Health employees come to our members as their doctors. And so we're hearing stories that are of concern about workplace culture. And workplace culture is a problem because it leads to bad patient outcomes. And I guess we have three principal concerns. We're very, very worried that a negative workplace culture leads to people not getting good care, and there's very good evidence that poor workplace culture worsens patient outcomes, that it discourages particularly young and training doctors who could probably play a great part in Canberra's health future from staying here, and it drives them away to other places. And it also is just bad for the mental health of the nurses, allied health doctors, all the people who work in the system. So we'd really like to address that set of three issues.
Mm. Certainly people that I'm speaking to within health are saying that those on the front line are stretched, are working incredibly hard, that when they raise issues about those circumstances, about bullying from management or allegations of bullying from management, that they're shut down and that there's a deaf ear is the term that's been used to me. How widespread is this?
Look, it's very difficult to say how widespread it is. And I think one of the big advantages of an open and protected inquiry like this would be that it would help us to get a full picture of what's happening, what's going on, and what needs to be addressed. Now, over the weekend, I had the opportunity to speak directly with the Health Minister, Minister Fitzharrison, and I think she certainly got the message. She was very attuned to our concerns. And we're really hoping to work with her and look for her to show the kind of leadership that will inspire people who work from ACT Health.
Well, how much of this is the responsibility of the minister? How much of setting the culture for the organisation starts with her?
Look, I think as a minister, it's a difficult position to be in because you don't have a day-to-day hand in the running of the organisation. I guess the role of the minister is like the captain of a ship to say, well, look, the organisation of which I am head should be run along the following lines. It should be an organisation that people are proud to work for, they work well, and overall that you know, the organisation offers a great service to Canberra's just growing population. And I think that's the opportunity the minister has to really step up and stamp her mark on the organisation.
Dan Borsha and Adam Shirley with you on breakfast. It is 22 minutes to 9. Our guest is ACT AMA Secretary Steve Robson. He's formerly the president. Steve Robson, on the current administration, the minister and her executive, do the problems that we see now or am being told about now stem with this current administration, or how far back potentially do these cultural problems go in your view?
I think one of the issues is that there's been somewhat of a churn at the top, and the former Director General left at the early part of the year. And I think organisations, in a sense, that are a little bit rudderless like this have difficulty finding their way. And again, an opportunity exists for an inquiry like this to actually inform the leadership about what's going on at the moment. And as you point out, there's been quite some churn in leadership, uncertainty. The organisation is being split into two, and that creates a great deal of uncertainty. There were plans for new services and centres. All of this leaves a lingering feeling in the air that people don't quite know what's happening, and that's quite destructive to morale.
I ask because for several years, and I can remember for several health ministerships as well, if I could put it that way, issues of bullying and a bad culture within health have been, we've reported about it frequently. So I'm trying to understand just how inbuilt that culture is, regardless of who's running the show.
Look, I think one of the issues with ACT Health is it's a relatively small organisation. And if you look at the larger states, there are many, many hospitals, there are bigger organisations. Here it's a relatively concentrated small group with the three public hospitals. So it can often be difficult for people to move around to different roles. And I think one of the great opportunities here for the minister and for the senior leadership is to say, look, you know, we really value the culture in the workplace here. In the ACT, we really want to get it right. We have a great opportunity. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity. It's not a threat. It should be seen as the opportunity to really show some leadership here.
The minister has said in a statement that the final ACHS accreditation report handed down in August showed a marked improvement in the culture within ACT Health, and in particular at the Canberra Hospital. Are you seeing those changes? Are your members reporting improvements, or is that well-meaning words that haven't led to action yet?
Look, I think, as I said a little bit earlier on in the interview here, that we hear a lot, and particularly over the last 6 months, we're hearing more and more concerns from members, and as an organisation, we're responding to those concerns. Accreditation is definitely a big thing, and I think there was a huge shock to the system when a number of the standards weren't met first time round, and a huge amount of work went in. But I suppose the broader question in this sort of setting is why weren't they met in the first place? What can be done to try and improve things rather than play catch up? And there's a great opportunity here to do something really special.
How long should this sort of inquiry go? What sort of terms of reference do you want to see if, in fact, it does happen at some point?
I think the principal thing that we want to see is protection for people to be empowered to come and tell their stories and not feel that there could potentially be retribution or payback or something like that. That's very important, that people feel confident and comfortable telling their stories. Certainly, the CEO of the AMAACT here has been doing some work on potential terms of reference, and I think those might be available as early as the middle of the week, something that we could suggest to the minister.
Okay. And is there a sense of how long this would need to run and what the cost might be and how it would operate?
I agree with you. I think cost is a really important issue, and I wouldn't want people to think, oh, a lot of money's being spent on an inquiry that could better be spent elsewhere. And I think the AMA organisation thought about this a lot, and we spoke about it with the minister over the weekend, and our definite sense is that some money spent here would probably have a much bigger economic payoff if everything goes well, if patient outcomes are better and we have less churn in staff and changes. So I think an inquiry runs as long as it needs to run to get the desired result.
And is there any other alternative at this point, or has it simply got so bad that this is the only option?
I think the term that came up over the weekend in our discussions was that of a circuit breaker. And I think one of the problems the minister has is this sense of chaos at the moment. And there's a public sense that it's a chaotic system. And in a way, something like this can actually act as a very effective circuit breaker, allow the minister to take control again and say, look, I do care deeply about the health of Canberrans. We know federally that health is now the number one issue that voters see, and it's an opportunity for the minister to say, well, look, I understand the concerns, and I'm very keen to work with organisations, all the various organisations, nursing, medical organisations like us, and really try to get it right. It's a great opportunity.
Did the Minister seem receptive to this sort of inquiry?
Look, I think it's a measure of her receptivity. She was planned to talk to us at night on Saturday. I think that speaks volumes for her sense that she wants to try to work and get this right. And the opportunity is there to do something that will really be a great outcome for Canberrans if we get it right.
Just finally, do you see this separation of health into two parts as the right direction in an overarching way?
Well, I'm obviously a dumb guy because I don't quite get it. And I'm very interested to see how all of this plays out. I still haven't quite got my head around what this is all about, and I understand that very large health departments in other states have this sort of separation. I don't quite get the purpose of it in a smaller jurisdiction like this. In fact, in many ways, I would have thought that people working together might actually be more effective, but I'm willing to be convinced one way or the other. But the one thing I would say about the separation is that it creates a deal of uncertainty and anxiety in the people working in the organisation, and that leads to people feeling under pressure, under threat, and that, again, leads to bad outcomes.
Well, certainly many issues there. Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us. We will continue to talk about this one.
It's an absolute pleasure, guys.
Yeah, that was Steve Robson there, the former president and who's now the secretary of the AMA.